Okay, we're learning a piece now from the Tosh Rebbe on Parshas Va'era. So he begins with the opening few psukim. Va'era el Avraham el Yitzchak el Yaakov bekel Shakai u'shmi Hashem yudke vavke lo nodati lehem. So Hashem says, the Moshe says, I appeared to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov with the name Kel Shakai, but the name Havaya, Yudke Vovke, I didn't become known to them with that name. So, question the Rebbe asks is, what do you mean? What do you mean I didn't use the name Yudke Vovke many times? Beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, uses Yudke Vovke, appears to Avram. Beginning of Parshas Vayera, again, Yudke Vovke. Many times Hashem used that name. So how could in our Parsha, Hashem to Moshe, that I never was known to them by the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. We look in Rashi HaKadosh. Rashi tells us, Shmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. He says, lo hodati ein ksiv kan. It doesn't say that I didn't inform them. That's not the way it's written. Ella, rather it says, lo nodati, I didn't become known to them. Lo nikarti lahem b'midas ha'amitas shali. I wasn't recognized them with my midah, my aspect of truth. Shale nikra shmi Hashem, because that's why my name is Hashem, which is implying ne'eman la'ames devarai, that I'm faithful to keep my word. Shahare hivtachtim velo kiyamti, because I promised them, the avos, and I didn't yet fulfill my promise to them. So, what exactly is this connection between the midas ha'emes of Hashem and his name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei? Hashem is his true always, regardless of what name he uses. But yet, Rashi HaKadosh seems to make a connection between them, lo nikarti lehem b'midas amitus shali, that the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is the truth. And another question is, when we look at the Lishonos of Geula, which we're familiar with, right? V'hotzeiti, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lekachti. So when we're listing all of the names off, lekachti doesn't really sound like one of the Arba Lishonos Shel Geula. It's just saying that I've chosen the Klal Yisrael. But nevertheless, we know the Gemara and other sources tell us that this is one of the four expressions. This is why we have four cups of wine on Pesach. So why is lekachti one of the expressions? So again, the questions that the Tosh Rebbe asks on this week's Parsha, why does it say that Hashem did not appear to the Avos with the name Havaya? He did. What does Rashi mean when he connects that the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yudkei Vavkei, is connected to Emes? And why is the expression, lekachti, connected? It just sounds like a fact that, by the way, God picked us and took us and took us out, but that's not really a redemption per se. So, in order to answer this, the Yesod is based upon a Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara says on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Omer Rebelazer, Or Shebarach Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon, the light that Hashem used when He created the first day, Adam Tzofa Bo Misof HaOlam V'Yad Sofo, that a person could use that light and see everything from one end of the world to the other. When Hashem saw there was going to be the generation of the flood, the Dor HaFloga, where they were being dispersed, he saw that they were doing disgusting things. Amud, he stood up, Ugnozo Mehen, and he was hidden from them. That the light that Hashem had originally put into the creation was hidden away. Okay, it doesn't necessarily say where the light was hidden, but as the pasuk tells in Tehillim, "B'devar Hashem Shemayim Nasu," that everything has the Devar Hashem in it, and it says in Yeshayahu, "Ki beko Hashem tsur olamim." So ko yud, and then followed by a hey. So the Gemara, based upon that pasuk, darshins in Menachos and Chavtes, that each world is created with a different letter. This world, Olam Hazeh, is created with the letter He, and Olam Haba is created with the letter Yud. That the different attributes of Hashem were used in forming, creating, and sustaining this world. But originally, when the world was created, there weren't any limits to it. There was no gavul, there was no boundaries. Later on, the Gemara says, also on the same daf in Chagiga, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Bishah, Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es HaOlam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making his world, Hayemarchi V'holich Kishtei Pak'ios Shel Shesi Ad Shegar Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'hemidu. That when Hashem was making it, He used it like two balls of the warp and the wool, the thread things, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled at it. He gave muster to it, and it stopped moving. So that means, later on, what does this mean, right? V'hai, Domer Rish Lakish, just keep reading. Ma'idich Siv, Ani Kel Shakai, Ani she'amarti la'olam die. I'm the one who said to my world, die. Enough. Stop. So the world was going and going until HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped it from going. So let's try to explain what this means. That when a person looks and uses this light that was created, Adam sofa bo mi sofa olam ve'ad sofa, when you can look and see from one end of the world to the other, that's the light of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Havaye. It has no tzimtzum, it has no constrictions, therefore a person could use it to see from one end of the world to the other. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, no, she'amar la'olam odai, I said enough, that can't be there anymore, there's constrictions. The light that used to be accessible will no longer be that way. So where'd it go? Where'd the light end up? If Hashem hid it, he hid it somewhere. So with this, the Rebbe continues and explains the Tanchum and Parshas Noach, discussing about those who have a Melis B'Torah, that the ore that was hidden was put into Torah. Ve'elu ha'amelim al divrei Torah b'yom v'layla, those who delve and struggle and work in learning Torah day and night, heim zochim l'hasig es ha'or ha'gadol hazeh. On those people, they will be able to access the light. That the light wasn't taken away, it was just stored in another place. He brings the Degel Machne Ephraim, that's what means la'osi lavo, in the future. Who's the one? It means those Jews from the future, those tzaddikim, those lom de Torah in the future will be learning, they'll have an access to them. The Talmidei Chacham who are learning, they have access to that light that was hidden. They have access to the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. They're connecting to it through the act of Limud HaTorah. Ah, but before Matan Torah? Before the Torah was given and people didn't have access to it, so where did the world get its sustenance from? The Shefa came only with the name of Kel Shakai. That's how it came in. Everybody only could perceive godliness, the light of Torah, Hashem's reality through that world, except the Avos. The Avos who had worked upon themselves, who had refined themselves, who had elevated themselves, so they were not holding by the name of Kel Shakai. The Avos, they were already on the Bechina of Shem Hashem. And the Gemara in Yuman, Chaf Chesam Beis, Kiyam Avram Avin, Olav Shalom, Kol HaTorah Kul Ad Shelo Nitno, that Avram kept all the Torah, he understood it. So if you're keeping the Torah, you're connected to the Mida of HaKadosh Baruch, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what's inside of the Torah. But for the Klal Yisrael, that's why the Gullus Mitzrayim was so incredibly difficult. It was before the Torah was given. They had no access through to Shem Hashem. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elkeinu, that the Shem Hashem is in the Torah, as the Ramban writes. That's our access to Hashem, is through the Limud HaTorah. But they didn't have that in Mitzrayim. So all the Klal Yisrael had was that point, was the name of Kel Shakai. And therefore it was so difficult, because the name is itself means enough, means limits, boundaries. There's only so far I can go, so much I can perceive. So that's why the Klal Yisrael fell to the Memtes Shari Tumah. It was a gullus of Das. Das means an idea of connection. Das is the Torah, and the Torah which gives us a hiskashrus to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So even though the Bnei Yisrael had physically left Mitzrayim with the other expressions of redemption, they still had a gullus of Das. They had to be brought to the Har Sinai. And that's the whole purpose. That was the tachlis of the Geula, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Moshe originally at the Sneh and says, bring the Klal Yisrael back to this place. Bring them back to Har Chorev. Bring them back to Har Sinai. Bring them to here, because the whole purpose of getting out of Mitzrayim wasn't just stam to be free. Freedom means responsibility. It means the ability to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Melech, to accept the Torah. That's the whole point. That's where our Geula comes. Oh, so now one second. Let's go back to the Pesukim for a minute. The opening Pesukim say, Va'era el Avraham el Yitzchak vel Yaakov bekel Shakai. That's the name that was in the world at that time. Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lehem. That's why Hashem says lo nodati. They didn't know because the Torah hadn't been given yet to them. That's what Rashi's saying now. Lo nikarti lehem b'midas amitas shali. They didn't have the emes. It's called Torah's emes. The emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't yet put out into the world. So now we can understand. Now when the time has come to give the Torah, lekachten lechem li la'am. I'm taking you as my Klal Yisrael. Liyadatem ki hani Hashem. They'll have a das, they'll have a knowledge, they'll have a connection to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's that das that leads them to connect to the Shem Hashem that's inside of the Torah. So now it works very well. Now we understand Lekachti is one of the four expressions. It's the whole tachlis of it. The whole point of being taken out of Mitzrayim was to bring the Klal Yisrael to get to the Torah, to have that level of Geula, have that connection to Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. And he brings the Tosh Rebbe points out that from the Svarma Kedoshim, that when you look at the Arba Lashonos Shel Geula, the four expressions, so that's Mechuvan, it corresponds to the four different exiles that the Klal Yisrael was going to. Mitzrayim is the Shoresh, it's the root of all of them. But each one of the four expressions lines up to the four subsequent exiles, Galus Bavel, Madai, the Galus of Yavon, and the Galus of Edom. So when you look at the four Lashonos, so the fourth expression is Lakachti, the fourth Galus is Galus Edom, that's our current Gullus. How is it going to end? How are we going to have an end to this exile? So the Pasuk in Yeshaya describes it. When Mashiach comes, Umola Ha'aretz, Deya, as Hashem, Kemayim Liyam Mechasim. There's going to be a das, there's going to be a knowledge, there's going to be a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matan Torah is what gives us the ability to have that connection to Hashem. So we think about this, we're trying to be mechazik ourselves in our Limud HaTorah, that's the way that we're ultimately connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In explaining this idea, the Rebbe goes back and tells us a famous pasuk back in Parshas, I believe Ayetze, right? Breishes and Chavtes, Vayomer Hein Od Hayom Godol, Lo Eis Hayosef Hamikne, Hashku Hatzon L'chu Re'u. So Yaakov Avinu is giving Musar. He's telling them the day is not over. It's not time to gather in the sheep. It's time to water them. Go and graze them. Sapirish, says the Tosh Rebbe, Hein Od Hayom Godol. The day is still great. Im ha'galus adayin nimsheches v'nis archa ad ma'od. If the galus is going so long and drawn out, adayin lo higia eis ha'asef ha'miknet, then it's not time to gather in the flock. Hainu lekabetz ha'tzon kadoshim mitoch ha'galus, to gather in tzon kadoshim, os, the sheep from this exile. Azay yeshlan refuah achas, we only have one type of healing, hishku ha'tzon, water the sheep. What does that mean? Tishku as Bnei Yisrael Tzon Kadoshim B'mayim Chayim, give them living waters, Shehi HaTorah Hanimshal L'mayim, give the Klal Yisrael Torah, which is compared, Gemara Bava Kama, Va'ayidei Zeh Yegia Eis HaSeif HaMikneh, then it'll come time to gather in the flock, Shenizke L'kibbutz Golios B'mheiro, will be Zoiche to the ingathering of the exiles, Ki Ayidei Limit HaTorah HaKadosha, by learning Hashem's Torah, Makrim HaGeula Hasida, we bring closer the Geula through our act of learning Torah. It's all part of a Hemshech, of this idea that learning Torah brings the Geula closer. But how? How does that act work? How does the fact that I'm sitting down and I open up a Daf Gemara and I'm learning a Rashi, a Tosfos, or a Rebbe Kiva Eger, a Rashba, how does that bring the Geula? So he has a beautiful idea. The Gemara tells us in Brachos on Chaf Beizam and Aleph, Divrei Torah Ein Mekablin Tuma, that even though there was a Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's been physically removed from this world, there's been a diminishing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's open revelation, the light of Torah hasn't been diminished at all. The same Torah that existed, the same Kedusha, the same Tahara, the same shame of Havaya that's in the Torah that was present at the time of the Beis HaMikdash is still accessible to us now. And when we learn Torah, we're connecting back to that place of Beis HaMikdash. Now I'm reminded of a vort that I heard from Rav Simon, who said he heard it from the name of Rav Goldvich Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva Kiryat Yavne, who heard it from Rav Tzvei at the Siyam HaShas in Tavshin Nun. So he was saying a vort from Avraham Cutler. So Lakewood and Tosh are geographically very different, but here they're saying the exact same vort. Rav Cutler said, why is it there's no mitzvah per se on Shavuos? And they answered, because the mitzvah is the Torah. The other mitzvahs we do are just a zecher of something that we used to have. A zecher the mikdash. But on Shavuos, on Kabbalah HaTorah, the Torah hasn't changed. We don't need to do a zecher for it. So that's what the Tosh Rebbe is also saying over here. It's the same Torah. The Torah hasn't been diminished. Years have gone by, but nothing has changed. It's the same thing. And when we're learning Torah, we remember ourselves, Simcha and Chedva, we had the same that was existing during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And we're reattached to that level of Simcha. But Bizman Zeh, we have so many distractions. You know, finally we can make time to get a chavrusa and to set up, and we're ready to learn. We sit down, we're all ready to go, and then all the bilbulim came. All the reminders, everything that we forgot. You know what, I have to answer this email, and the text message came in, I'm supposed to pick up the carpool, I have 101 things that I have to do. We remind us of everything, always punk right at the time we're sitting down to learn. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us on Pei Gimel Amid Beis, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayim El B'mishim Meimis Atzmo Aleha. You have to kill yourself for the Torah. It means to make sacrifices. You know, if a person had an opportunity, a good business opportunity would come along, can make a big profit. He would say, "Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I don't feel like it." Of course you do, because a person realizes, "I need this." We have to inculcate in ourselves that same level of recognition. We need this. We need the Torah. We need to be mechazik ourselves and limud Torah and connecting to the Torah. Sometimes a tremendous mitzvah will appear. A mitzvah rabba will come our way right at the same time we're about ready to learn. So I have to really stop and with a shikul hadas think about it. Am I really supposed to be doing this other mitzvah right now? Or am I supposed to stay put and learn like I was going to? You know, a person reminds themselves, oh, Moshe, I haven't seen him in shul in so long. I really should give him a call. I should reach out to him, see how he's feeling. Of this one, they're having a rough time. Maybe now's the time to do it. You're right, these are tremendous things, but not now. Not when I'm sitting down to learn. We have to realize, maybe this is the Yetzirah coming, trying to be get us to do Bittul Torah. So, we're reading these parashios of the Geula, of our Geula from Mitzrayim, of the Golas Edom, which we find ourselves. The Inyan right now says the Toshe Rebbe, we have to strengthen ourselves in our Hasmada in turn, in our Amkus, to learn Be'iyan Gadol, regardless of where a person is. If Baruch Hashem, they're at that period of life where they're learning in Yeshiva, so to be stark and to make all the Siddurim in Yeshiva. If a person's in a different stage now, it's a Balabas, so then a person has to be Koveh Itim LaTorah. He has to realize, I don't need to work 17 hours a day. I can work 16 hours a day and learn. I could find time for it. And even when a person doesn't feel like learning, we have to push ourselves. Bal korcho, if I realized that I needed to eat something and I wasn't had an appetite for my own health, for my own survival, I have to eat that food, I'm going to do it. For my own spiritual survival, I have to learn. There's no other way. It only comes through Limud HaTorah. So again, during this time period of Shovavim, when we're trying to be mechazik ourselves and connect to these parshas that ultimately will culminate in the Geula, so right now our tikkun is amkus in learning. The Gemara, it's a medrash, Vayikra Rabba, says a person, if they were nichshol in an area, they need to double the learning. If a person was accustomed to learning one daf, now you have to learn two dapim. If a person was accustomed to learning one perek, now you learn two prakim. We have to constantly increase our learning Torah, our connection Torah, and that zechus of being mechazik ourselves, each one of us on our own level, within our own framework, within our own point we are in our lives right now, and that zechus we should go zoicha to the Geula Shleima b'mehera b'yameinu.